Good evening. I will move to return from recess at 6:29 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, Mr. Myers.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Bond.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. We are now returned at 6:30 p.m. First on our agenda at this point is our fiscal officer report. Mr. Myers.
Thank you. Just a couple things. The month-end June financials, I'll have them for your review and signature. They were sent to you. Total fund balance, $26,200,716.20. And the way that breaks out is $25,630,692.35 in our pooled investments and our primary account of $570,023.85. Everything's reconciled, cleared the bank, and to the penny. So I'll have that for you. The only thing I need your approval on right now are I would ask for approval of the July 2nd regular trustee meeting minutes, July 15th special trustee meeting minutes, and July 16th special trustee meeting minutes.
I move to approve the following meeting minutes: July 2 of 2020 regular trustee meeting, July 15, 2020 special trustee meeting, and July 16, 2020 special trustee meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Bond.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries.
That's all I have.
Very good. At this point, we will accept any public comment. Mr. Schaefer is monitoring those people that are listening in. If you are interested in making a public comment, please use the raise hand motion or signal.
We only have one member of the public logged in, and I have unmuted her, so you can ask her to make a comment.
Ms.
Nelson, Catherine Nelson.
Ms. Nelson, you are unmuted. Do you have any comments this evening?
I don't have any comments about the issue that you're talking about. This is not working. I'm looking at a picture of Paul Blythe, the administrator. I'm not seeing the live Zoom in.
Okay. Just so you know, on WebEx, it is audio only. We do not have video as we do on Facebook Live. So you are seeing what is on the screen. You should right now be seeing photos of the three trustees. But the WebEx gives the public an opportunity to make comments, which is something we do not have with the Facebook Live.
Well, why don't we use Zoom like we do many other meetings, and we have both. We have the video where it's live streamed and it's still on mute, and we can ask questions.
We have looked at.
Really,
go ahead.
I just strongly suggest that everyone is using Zoom. It works. It's what the common person knows. It's what most of us are using when we're working at home. This is very confusing. I'm not a techie person, but it's complicated, and I would like to see what's going on. I really feel like we are losing touch.
Well, we thank you for your comments, and we will continue to assess this. We have found that for both the trustee meetings and for the Parks Advisory Committee meeting last night, that WebEx did work well. But we will continue to look to see if there are significant issues. Thank you for your comments.
Okay. We did have another gentleman who walked on.
Is the John person out there? Would you like to make a comment? Okay. So that takes care of the public comment. Let's move on to, excuse me, to trustee comments.
I have a few. First, I just want to share that the mayor of Galena, Jill Love, reached out to me regarding the township zoning resolution and comprehensive plan. She likes some of the language that we use in both of the plans, and she plans to incorporate some of our verbiage in the village of Galena's zoning plans. So I'd like to thank Joe Schaefer, the zoning department, and the Zoning Commission for all the hard work, time they put into crafting those documents. I'm not 100% on board with the density in the zoning resolution at this point, but I'll address that at a different time. Also, I just want to bring something else up. I had a resident email me regarding if there would happen to be a situation like downtown where we had riots in Genoa Township. He was concerned with our safety and our police department being able to manage such a riot. So I have been in touch with Chief Gamble. I had a conversation with him this week. We do have mutual aid. I'm not sure what else we could do in that situation. I'm open for discussion, but the police, your chief, you want to comment on that a little bit?
This looks like it's on. We do have mutual aid with other law enforcement agencies in the county, the biggest being the Sheriff's Department and Westerville Police. So we would be able to supplement our department with officers from those departments and other departments, and also the Highway Patrol.
Thank you.
So the chief is comfortable with our mutual aid agreement, correct? That we, I'm not sure there's much more than we can do. Yeah.
Yes, and, we are currently in the process of.
It's off.
You just turned it off.
Sorry.
Chief, look up here.
Yep, you're good.
For those of you out there, we have new microphones, and we're
Chief,
in a learning phase.
Okay.
Yep.
We are currently updating our mutual aid agreements with all the other agencies.
Good. Thank you. That's all I have. Thank
you. Trustee Gephardt.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, the unfortunate situation we had in the township the other night, I think just continued with the accident. One fatality with three or four others severely injured or injured anyhow, 17-year-olds, and I think it's just a constant reminder to us as parents and grandparents and residents. You know, we've in Genoa Township, I think that Chief, you said, that was the first fatality in 7 years that we've had. So from that standpoint, we are fortunate, but I think this hopefully will serve as a reminder, and I would, I mean, I have young grandkids. I intend to show them the pictures of the vehicle, and this is what can happen. And as parents who have teenagers that are driving, I would hope that you would share those same concerns. So, Chief, I don't know if you have any update on that, but I know that the chief and his officers are more than willing to talk to individuals about incidences like this and causes of accidents. And so I think that that's something we need to be constantly aware of.
Yeah, I can't go into too many more details about the incident because it's still under investigation, other than what we put out in our Facebook post and our news release. And we do have annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaigns that we do along with other agencies in Delaware County. And I know they do specifically reach out to different schools to talk about subjects like that.
Thank you.
I have a comment on that. I have a 17-year-old, so and I have a 19-year-old. They both drive, and I've had conversations with both of them and their friends.
Yep.
You know, you just that is, they think they're invincible.
Right. Yep.
And thank you for bringing that up because I was going to bring that up also. You know, my kids are older than that now, but I'm moving grandchildren into those driving ages, and I have my oldest two grandchildren have just recently received their licenses, and so. You know, no matter how old we are, we worry about our children, our grandchildren, friends, and family. So just get the word out as best as we can.
Yep.
So, and thank you for all the work that you do on that with your colleagues. Okay. Any other comments from the trustees? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to police. We've sworn in your person. And
yes. The only other thing I have is a request for a purchase order for exercise equipment for our new police facility. We looked at several different companies and came up with one we thought had the best equipment and the best pricing. It's state bid pricing. So that's G&G Fitness, and it's in the amount of $41,915.13. That'll come out of our capital soft costs that were allocated for the new facility.
I move to approve a purchase order to G&G Fitness in the amount of $41,915.13 for exercise equipment for the new police facility. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Roll call,
I know we're in a hurry, but...
No,
Chief, I know in the fire contract we have, there's a physical fitness requirement in that. I'm not necessarily proposing that we look at that same thing for the police. But is there going to be any kind of a policy implemented or strong recommendations? I mean, this is going to be a very nice facility, very good equipment. We have a lot of young officers that appear to be in great shape. But is there going to be any kind of an effort to really encourage our officers to take advantage of this so that they do maintain good physical conditioning?
Yes, and most of them do currently use either sometimes the fire station, or they have their own facilities they go to work out. So I think, again, if the old thing saying, if you build it, they will come. They're all excited about this. These items were picked out by the officers. There was a committee of officers that looked at that, looked at all the equipment, and this is what they're asking for. So I do anticipate very high usage, including myself.
Okay, great. Not that you need.
Well, thank you.
All right, good. Thank you.
I had asked the same question to the chief. My work, we do monthly incentives, so if you had some sort of competition, I'm sure you might increase your activity.
Yeah, and I think a lot of them right now currently have friendly competitions.
Yeah,
most
good.
Of them have these Fitbits or iWatches, and they share their workouts with each other, and there's a lot of talking about who's lagging behind. So they do push each other.
Good. Great.
We talked about, and you, Chief, you mentioned some of the officers currently go over to the fire station and use some of their equipment. I would assume we'll have a reciprocal agreement of some sort or
sure. Make
that available, and I just didn't know what...
Well, yeah, definitely.
Well, not only that, we intend to make it available to other township employees
that
want to use it.
Very good. Okay, thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes, motion carries.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Chief.
All right. Administration. Mr. Wise.
I think I'll start off with the pay app from the police, since we're already on the police subject.
Yeah.
We do have another pay application. It's number 7 on the police structure. The current amount monetarily completed to date on the police station is $3,891,510.94. This payout is a large one. It's for $977,235. If you notice, there's been a lot of work on exterior of the building. The metal roof was in place now. Most of it, I think there's a little bit left. And a lot of the facility's been drywalled, and they're finishing up the internal drywall and get ready for paint. So this payout's a little larger than other ones because there's a lot of work happening on site.
I move to approve and authorize the release of pay application number 7 to Gutnecht Construction in the amount of $977,235 for the Genoa Township Police Facility. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion?
Paul, where are we in this, or Pat, we 3.8, 3.9 million. Where is that as it relates to... projected cost?
Well, the balance to finish is about $1.8 million. Oh, are you reading the same thing I'm reading, right?
Yeah, the total contract for the whole facility, this isn't including the land or anything, but the physical structure of it is for $5,567,433. So now we're like at $3.8 million. So we're right in line. They're thinking about it should be done by early November and opened, and the punch list should be complete. So I think we're in good shape with the weather. Everything is running smoothly over there.
We're about a little less than 8% of the total contract spent, and this money, $1.8 million, still sitting to finish the rest of the project.
Mm-hmm.
And that would come within that $5.6 million change.
Because I know we've had some change orders, but I think they've gone both ways also. Right. I mean, we've had some increases,
yeah,
but there's been some.
That $5,567,433 mm-hmm. includes net change orders of $118,933.
Mm-hmm.
Net change orders, so right. Including that, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm reading it right, Paul,
yeah.
I think I am. And then you have total completed and stored of almost 3.9, about 1.8 left of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
just to give the board a little heads up, there may be another change order coming simply because when we spec'd out the building, the running of the lines, the water lines, et cetera, the sanitary lines were to be done by our maintenance guys. We've done everything, but we weren't legally by license allowed to tap. And so now we have to hire a company to make the taps for us. So I'm not sure if the amount of that is going to hit it as a change order or not, but I think we're still waiting to get a cost on that from the company that's doing the internal lines. So it may not be too big. It's just a matter of them having the licensed people on their staff to turn in the paperwork that shows that the taps were made properly.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this the change order, most of that is the metal roof, correct?
Yes.
The addition of the metal roof.
Yeah.
Well, and it's nice to know after, I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
I love it. I love the metal roof.
But it's nice to know that after having some weather issues early on where the progress was delayed, that they've mm-hmm. caught up and now we're close to on time. And I did watch them putting on some of that roof mm-hmm. the other day, and it was fascinating to mm-hmm. watch. It's beautiful.
It's been a well-oiled machine. I know that Dave King is over working on site many days with the contractor, making sure that everything is up to spec. We're doing testing of materials, the concretes and other materials that are in the building. And the contractor himself, Brian Zink, and a lot of his staff on hand are very, very good. And they're experts in handling these types of facilities. So it's been very enjoyable project so far. And a lot of townships don't have that ability to say that it's gone smooth, so I'm real happy.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, because most people who even build their own homes say we'll never do it again. So the fact that this is going smooth is great.
One thing I wanted to add is I think most of the most expensive items are already in place. You know, the air handler and all the big ticket items are already in place, and the rest of now is going to be finishing. The siding's coming, I think, next week.
Concrete work is going to be next week.
Yeah, asphalt is going to be coming up. So.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Roll call, please.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes. Motion carries. All right. Mr. Wise.
Yes. Up on my agenda this evening was... we have with us today the chairperson of the Parks Advisory Board, and Molly McHale. She's been nice enough to come out. And Molly had asked the board independently for a list of your priorities, what you consider to be high priority issues for parks. So I'll let her take over and discuss this item on the agenda.
Good evening. Our goal was to have three items that we might be able to promote with all of the levy information as things that, given the dedicated funding source of a levy, should it pass, that we would be able to set out to have those three things as a priority that would be things that residents could see what their dollars that they voted yes for were achieving within the township. So we had asked that you go through the section of the plan that is the goals and the activities associated to each of those goals, and choose your top three priorities of what you would like to see as the ones that would rise to the top. I also asked all of the Parks Advisory Committee members to do the same thing. And then we kind of tabulated them. Joe helped me put together all of the stuff that came in from you guys. And I think you have this in front of
yes,
you.
Yes, we do.
So this is essentially how it all shook out. So you'll see at the bottom the top results, what those were. So I guess the objective, unless you disagree, would be to kind of look at those top results and see which of those could we take forward as our top priorities.
So would you, we've got the top six right here.
Mm-hmm.
So is the preference that we narrow that down to top two or three, or are six okay? What direction would you have us go?
I would say that we choose definitely the top three, okay, and then maybe order four, five, and six since they're here.
Mm-hmm.
We could kind of prioritize those after that initial top three.
Okay.
Unless somebody has a better idea.
No, I'm fine with that.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
And having looked at this a little bit, it seems that across the board, and I'm not speaking for anybody, but it seemed across the board, increasing the trail connections throughout the township was a truly high priority. There's places you can get only so far and then not get any further until you go down the road or, you know, so that seemed across the board to be a very high, perhaps even a number one.
I agree. And that came out as the number one from the tabulations from the three of you and from the Parks Advisory Committee mm-hmm. members. That was an that stood out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would say that's the number one email I get or comment I get from the public is they want to expand the trails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Right.
So would we all agree that that is definitely number one?
Yes.
Yes. One down, five to go.
Yeah, exactly. Keep going.
So I'm going to open this up. I threw my thought out there.
I just say my philosophy when I was working through here, I was looking at if this is to inform the public of things. If they vote in favor of the parks levy, this is what we plan to do with the added money. I was looking for things that would interest people. So that's why I looked at the playground replacement schedule. Yes, does that mean that you will replace them? That's my question. Like, you know what I mean? So that's kind of my take on this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
was what is going to help the public understand what this money is going to be used for.
I agree with you. I see it as stuff that you will see getting done
okay.
with the dollars. And
okay.
while that is a very high priority, it's not something that you're going to physically see.
Right.
It's something that I see as the Parks Advisory Committee working with the Maintenance Department mm-hmm. and the Parks Department within the township to put that together, because we do have aging equipment in mm-hmm. the township that at this point, without a dedicated funding source, we don't have the money to replace those that equipment. So I see it as that's an administrative task that we need to put together so that as things reach their brink, we have a schedule that we can then start to. So it's something that, yes, eventually you will see, but it's not something you necessarily would see, like, in the first year, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think we have anything that's a year away from needing mm-hmm. replaced. So I agree with you.
But I think that could apply to the trails, because the trails can't happen overnight either.
Mm-hmm.
That takes time.
Molly, on the I think goal number three listed on here, activity number three, add heated, remote locked restroom, Hillmar and Worthington Road. Are the current restrooms at Center Green and Mac, they're not heated, are they?
No, they're not heated, so, and they don't, I think they're manually locked.
They're not locked at all.
Are they not locked?
They are open.
Okay.
They're left open.
Okay.
24
yeah.
hours.
Oh, they are?
24/7.
They don't have the staff to go
right.
after hours.
Well, how are the other ones locked? Is it a matter of just buying a new lock that can...
You mean these types of new ones?
Yeah. Well, yeah, go ahead.
They are actually, the new type of restrooms have electronic security systems, so they're on a timer. So at a certain point, say 9 p.m. or whatever time is dusk, they will, on a timer,
mm-hmm.
click off and start... it's like a magnet system
right.
on the door.
Yeah.
They will close magnetically and not be able to open until that is relieved the next morning.
You could get out, but not in, right?
True, yes.
I know, right? You don't want anybody locked in there.
Just checking.
So can the current restrooms be retrofitted?
Yes. They can be. I don't know about for heat, but I know that at least the remote electric stuff, they could be with the magnetic locks.
Mm-hmm. It seems... It seems that the highest priority should be at the restrooms at the most used parks, which I would think would be Hillmar and Center Green. McNamara.
Yeah.
Yes, McNamara and Center Green. So that would be my priority.
Well, and actually, I think the survey that was done showed that McNamara and Freeman were the most used. Freeman has a restroom right now, much like McNamara, but it doesn't have the locks like that.
But McNamara has two sets of restrooms, right? One behind the shelter and the one at the other end.
Yes.
Right. And then Center Green has restrooms as well.
They permanent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, next to the back.
Oh, yes, they are. I'm sorry. Yes, they are.
So does Freeman. So the only ones that really don't are the ones we've talked about here, mm-hmm. Hillmar, and then the Worthington mm-hmm. Road where the community gardens and everything else is.
Mm-hmm.
The large capital items would be the actual bathrooms themselves installing. But then the remote access could be used as part of this for the other restrooms. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To retrofit it.
Right.
Mm. Right.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Hillmar, I think, has to be a priority. I mean, it's a very busy park.
Mm-hmm.
And
and part of the objective in when we came up with this was if you've been to Sharmar has a heated restroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was part of our objective was to, for the next restrooms that we purchase, could we look into having a heated restroom versus what we are getting now, which is not heated. I don't know that the heating can be added to what we already have. That would be maybe a research item if you guys decided that was something worth looking into.
I mean, I can understand having a heated at Sharmar. I mean, there's a lot of people that still go out there and hike the trails in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to look at the cost of it. I mean, I'm not opposed to it by any means. But I, you know, that probably wouldn't be as high a priority as just having a mm-hmm. good, nice restroom there. So
did that come out as number two?
I believe it did.
Okay. Yeah, I like that one.
Okay. And I have to say, next, I was torn between the coordinating access to floor woods and installing a rustic hiking trail in there, because I think that's an underutilized amenity that we have. And then also the stream restoration at Center Green, because after the presentation at our last meeting about that, it really piqued my interest in getting that changed to a more ecological stature. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I think Fleur Woods is, it is an underutilized resource right now, that's not all bad, but I think it would be a different kind of park than what we have anywhere else. I mean, it would be a very passive use, more outdoor education, environmental focus. I think you could start with a very basic hiking trail that really wouldn't cost that much to put in. I think there's some other opportunities down the road for expansion of the wetland area out by Route 3, an observation deck at the existing wetland. So I think there are some interesting things that could be done there. One of the issues we're going to have to deal with is access. But I think it would also tie in well with the community gardens and whatever else, other activities we have planned there. That's really more of a natural park for us. We have the gardens, we have the bluebirds, we have the martens. And I think it's nice to have that along with the active parks, recreation.
If I take a different spin on this and think about the time frame to get either the stream restoration done at Center Green or the hiking trail at Fleur, by the time we acquire property to gain access from there, I would think we could accomplish the stream restoration. Since we already have momentum on that project, that makes more sense for me to put it at number three and FLIR, but again, I could go either way.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't think getting access is going to be a big issue
okay.
for us.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have to work with Genoa Church, basically. Mm-hmm. That is an option. I mean, the other option, and there was a group of us who went out and looked at it the other day, and the other option would be just to go down to the end of FLIR Road and put a small parking lot in there, but I'm not sure that that's ideal.
I can tell you, Paul and I just met with those residents, and there's no way they will allow that. They'll put up a fight. I think
that doesn't surprise me.
Yes,
that's why I think that, you know, even though it is an option, I think there's a better option.
Okay, yes.
And I would say that Genoa, if approached properly, I think is going to have could achieve a benefit from that as well. So, either way, I mean, whether it's number three or number four, it doesn't really matter to me. It's projects.
I'm kind of the same way. And the Parks Committee did talk a little bit about the FLIR Road access.
Mm-hmm.
And we all said, too, that was unfair to the residents mm-hmm. on FLIR Woods Drive to start bringing people.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a few now and a bunch later, that's really not the right option. The right option would be to look at parking at the gardens and to gain access across the church's property. We even talked about putting up a fence on either side of that so that people stayed pretty much in their lane, appropriate signage so that people knew that it's private property on either side.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on this path to get to FLIR Woods Park. So again, I can go either way. I guess I lean a little more towards the FLIR Woods Park because we really don't have anything like that. The stream is there. We can fix it, but I can go either way.
Molly, do you have any insight? Just from feedback from the Parks Committee or anything that you've researched?
No, not really. I mean, I kind of am in the same boat as you guys. I see them both as huge benefits. I guess maybe it seems like it might be a little simpler and a quicker start to do the FLIR Woods. Because that would be talking to the church, getting access through there, and then starting to cut a trail through there might be a quicker use. Whereas the stream restoration, it's going to take some time for all that planning to take place, and then it's engineering all of that work to take place. I mean, you'd be able to see the start of it, so you would know that something was happening, but it would just take more time. So I guess I see FLIR Woods as being a little quicker to achieve.
Okay.
I mean, the other thing we could look at, even though we're going to be ranking these are our top four or five goals, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily in sequential order.
Right, yes.
So, I mean, to your point on the trails, it's going to take a while maybe to get connections there. So we're not going to just wait and get one done before we move to number two.
Right.
So we could have a lot of these things going on right. simultaneously.
And there's a lot of factors that haven't necessarily been researched or looked into,
mm-hmm.
cost being one. You know, we may, while we, you know, like some of these, we may end up researching them and find out that cost is more of a factor than we thought it would be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing, I agree with you, that says this is the absolute order and this is just our guide, I guess.
Okay.
Okay. So they could... Three and four, they could be tied.
Yeah, I was.
You know, maybe we don't have to make a decision.
How about I just put them both as three?
There you go. Are we okay with that?
Sure. Good.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Okay. So does that leave? Did we decide that the replacement schedule is kind of not really what we have in mind for this activity right here? So does that leave the barn as the fourth, kind of really the fifth, because we have two threes?
Well, I guess I'd like to delve into that a little more. What do you mean by restore, preserve and restore? I mean, there had been discussion at one time about trying to create the McNamara barn into a meeting facility or something like that, and it was going to be very expensive. In the same way with the original Township Hall, here at Big Walnut and Tussock. So I guess I would want to think about that a little bit more. I mean, right now, the barn was painted. It was improved a little bit. It looks nice. It's standing there. It's not creating any problems for us.
I think that the Parks Committee did research into the barn. I have it in there, but I'd have to dig for it, so I won't do that. I want to say maybe in 13, and did some pricing of restoring that structure versus if we were to get like a new park shelter. I kind of remember that there were two different things that we looked into. So we have that research from back then for restoring that structure. After that many years, I would imagine that even though we've painted it, it's still probably continued to deteriorate. And I guess our objective is that that's one of the rural historic factors that we still have, and if there's any way to keep it, that would mean trying to get to it before it continues to deteriorate, because the more we drag our feet, the more it's just going to continue to deteriorate. So I guess the objective is to look into what are the options, even if the options are down to, if we took it down and saved the lumber and then built like a shelter. And I think the objective too is that if we were to reuse that actual structure, it would be more to turn it into like a shelter of some kind. So maybe take off some of the siding on the lower part of it to make it more like a picnic tables in on a concrete pad type thing. And if that's not possible, then is it possible to maybe reuse some of that lumber and create a new structure with the old lumber? I mean, I'm just throwing those out as ideas. And I think that, again, it's like we just talked about. None of this is carved in stone because there's a lot of factors that come into it. That's a huge one, that cost is going to come into it. And a lot of research to what are all of the options, what's the most cost-effective option, what makes the most sense. And I guess that's why that's here, is it's better to do that sooner than later because it's only getting worse.
I mean, that was painted within the last 4 years.
It was painted right before the bicentennial
celebration. Yeah.
And it's not in that good a shape.
Yeah.
So one thing you need to remember is when you're prioritizing this and we're talking about the funding mechanism, the 0.6 mil is only going to generate gross around $650,000. So you definitely don't want to bite off more than you want to chew with your goals with some of the plans, because some of these can be quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So I guess phased growth is good. I mean, there may be leftover goals that need to be in the next funding cycle of a levy if this one even passes. So. Mm-hmm.
Is this goal, these six goals, are they just for this next fiscal year?
I don't see them. I see them as the period of the levy.
Okay.
Not necessarily the first year.
No. I think that's far too aggressive for
the
first year.
I thought so too. Yeah, that's why I was wondering, what's our time frame?
It's just giving us some place to start, just something to see. And if the barn turned out to be more of an administrative thing because we were starting the research into it, I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm. I like your thoughts with the barn, because I've been to enough of these meetings to know that I knew it was in bad shape. I don't know that it's worth restoring. And I don't want to put bad money, or, you know, good money, I guess, into a bad project.
Yeah.
So I like your thoughts that if that is not feasible and economical, that we have other options. But I agree that that should be high because of the fact that it is deteriorating, and if it is salvageable, we better do it earlier than later.
I think there was at one time, I mean, if the county comes through with their plan, and we don't know when that's going to be, of roundabout down here at Big Walnut and Tussock, one of the options that we've already, I think, had a discussion with the county on was the possibility of having them help move that the Township Hall over to McNamara, kind of in similar proximity to where the barn is, kind of have a little historic area there. Yeah, I mean, just of some of the more significant landmarks. But so that's another option to look at as well. But I mean, I think it's good to be able to preserve the historic aspects of Genoa Township. I think the barn was 1953, so, you know, it's getting up there in years, as we all are, but it's not like one of the original structures in the township, but But it is, it's a neat building, and
it plays
keep
to
it
our
around,
role
we should.
Character.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So is everybody, is that a four? Just for the research
yes.
part?
Five.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you skip.
At two threes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. Everyone else?
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Molly.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Molly.
Anything else we can do for you?
I don't think so.
All righty. All right, then. Next on the agenda, fire. Is that? Okay.
No. Paul, there was one other issue, and I you talked about the other day. You know, we're halfway through the fiscal
yes.
year.
Yes.
You give us a little bit of a report on where we are budget-wise.
Real quick, Joe, sorry to break in. Since we did just now today receive the six-month report from fiscal, I just want to report, and I'll report on the latest appropriations to date, which would be in August. So if you looked at spending of the township's appropriations, at this point, if we spent every dime of the township funds, we'd be at 66.6% of the budget. So at this point, the general fund in August is at 44% of its spending. All accounts, all township accounts thrown in, expenditures, we're at 49.92%, and that's as of August. So if we spent all the money, we'd be at 66%. So we're in good shape. It's been a year of, it's a different year. We haven't stopped on planning projects. We haven't stopped spending money on capital projects like the police station or the road improvement plans. So we're not a stagnant township. We're actively improving items. So that involves spending, including internal structures of the township like IT and keeping things running and maintained. So we're in good shape financially. You know, Pat's got a lot of good investments right now in Fifth Third, and we wish they were higher. You know, some of the rates were higher, but we are experiencing better rates than a lot of townships out there that are not as aggressive in the investment area.
One thing I think we have to factor in just in the future, and this is good, I appreciate those numbers, is, you know, we have cut back on some stuff this year as a result of the COVID and everything. So
yes.
I don't think we need to be careful that we don't become too complacent, but that's good. I mean, I would much rather be in that condition than go in the other direction. So thanks. Appreciate it.
Sure.
No. Good evening. Do you want me to start?
You're up.
Okay, so just as a quick update, since this is my first meeting, and I haven't really formally had a chance, just as an update, we had two residential structure fires in the week of July 6th. The first one was on a Tuesday. That was the condo units on Mount Royal. That was a significant fire for, obviously, for the homeowner. The homeowner was not home. Condo was hit by lightning, and no one called 911 until they saw smoke starting to come out of the eaves. So it had a pretty good head start on us. As opposed to that following Friday, we had a house over on Hawkspear struck during a storm. Homeowner was home, knew the house got hit. We got there, attic was on fire, significantly less damage to the structure. Yeah, there is some damage. I mean, it always is with fire. But it was a night and day difference because the homeowner was home, and we got there quick. We got there quick on both fires, but the one on Mount Royal had a significant head start on us. So just to update you on that.
Excuse me, Joe.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know if either of those was related to the CSST gas lines?
Surprisingly, both were not.
Okay.
They both had it in their houses, mm-hmm. but neither one. We thought for certain a condo, because we've had that before down in those condos, but no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So, and then second item is the discussion of the building assessment by Dave King, Horn and King. You know, by direction of the board several months ago, before me becoming the fire chief, we had discussions, well, you had discussions with Chief Honeycutt and Paul about what we were going to do and what we were looking at. And I think Gary gave you some ideas of some concepts, some visions for that building. And I think what we really needed to know is what's feasible to be done in that structure with an appropriate expenditure of funds. So that's what, you know, what you've been handed tonight is a proposal from Dave King and his crew. I will tell you that I met with Dave and one other engineer. This is a couple months ago, prior to him submitting this proposal. And then on a second date, I met with Dave and four other engineers. And we walked through the whole police station. And then we walked through the whole fire station so that they had a pretty good grasp of the two different buildings. Dave's got a pretty good grasp of our buildings in general, being that he did the building assessments. Is that two years ago, Paul?
Three.
Facilities assessments. The unique part about the police station, and a lot of people have said, you know, well, it's old and this and that. We just need to bring in a big bulldozer and scrape the earth with it. Well, it's a great concept. We have one major problem, is every utility that feeds the fire station comes in through the police station. So we just can't scrape the earth clean. So we're going to have to work around that somehow. If it comes back and he says it's not feasible to do anything and we need to scrape the earth, then we are still going to have to look at a utility relocation cost. And that's where the emergency feed from the generator comes in. And I've got some concepts and ideas that if we're going to get into this electrically, that we may be able to do something for Bob and get rid of that generator that Bob's on and maybe have all of us in that strip running off of our big generator, because they have a brand new one at their building. And that way, and we, me and Lieutenant Work, stay on top of that generator so it functions when we need it. And then Bob's had a couple hiccups with his, but his is a little bit older. So I'm already looking at that too, okay? I think we might be able to do something that will be helpful for him. If we get into tearing out wiring and all that stuff, we may be able to do something for him. So, but I'm open for discussion if you have questions about the buildings or if you want to talk about what some of the visions were that we looked at for that building.
If you look at the second page of the proposal under the approach, in the priority area, that was what the items that Gary had mentioned initially for Dave King to look at. And for the listeners out there and on the web, you know, we're looking at a decontamination room facilities, which we don't currently have right now, physical training workout room, extra storage, which, you know, right now the township has to rent facilities off-site to handle some of the space that we need. Two mechanical bays, vehicle bays with lifts, an updated technology room. Look at the feasibility of relocating offices and feasibility of improving sleeping quarters with potential relocation of a conference training room.
And if I may interject, those last three items were not items that we originally brought forth of our concepts, but they were ideas that the engineers were asking me as we walked through our building of, could we move this? Could we move this? And I openly said to the folks, I said, you're the design folks. I want you to tell me what you're able to do for us. So I just wanted you to know that there's two different concepts in there, one that was our own internally driven, and then one that was basically some open-ended questions from the engineers.
So, Joe, one of the big issues that you mentioned, I don't see listed here, are the utilities. So, I mean, is there a need to be looking at that issue as part of this whole program, because even if we go ahead and you know, at some point in time put in these priorities, these other facilities, these additions, is that going to mean that we're still going to have to do something with some of the utilities done? So should a utility assessment also be part of this?
The utilities are sufficient for us now. We've never had any. The only problem we really have is every once in a while, if we have to do something with the water system, the main shutoff is in the police department, and that shuts down everything. We would really probably like to have a secondary shutoff where we wouldn't have to shut it off all the way over here. Sure. It shuts down everything all the way to the firehouse. But I think that's probably a simple plumbing remedy.
But you mentioned the generator, for instance, mm-hmm. that Bob's on a generator that's had problems. And so are you thinking about having him tie in with your generator, or get a second generator or another generator that both of you can utilize? And if so, should that be part of this?
I have to be honest with you. I didn't think of the generator concept until after I met with Dave sure. and his yeah. people. But we were out there doing some work on it, and I thought to myself, well, most of these people, and we don't know what this building's going to be, we're losing a lot of the electrical load on that generator. And I was just standing out back, and I happened to look over at Bob's building, and I said, well, why wouldn't we just hire an electrician and run some wiring for Paul, or for Bob? And then we can get rid of that diesel generator that he has problems with.
Yeah.
It seems like a win-win for everybody.
Sure.
But I didn't have that concept when I met with these folks, so it wasn't in there. And that's probably something, to be honest with you, Carl, that we could wait and budget for next year, or the year, you know, whenever this all starts to come together.
I think what this plan is, I guess the goal was, you said, well, we're going to end up with an empty facility.
Right.
What's it going to cost to make it something?
Right.
And so then Gary said, well, hey, the fire could use this. Well, the cost of this study will be to plan out a facility and give you a dollar amount of what it would cost with the items discussed. So that's the question. We don't know what the end amount, or if this is going to result in additional millage, or if we have the money on hand. This study is going to tell you, okay, if you plan these types of rooms, what's it going to cost to construct it? And having that utility as part of this plan is to make this facility run efficiently. So they may involve the moving of utilities to better suit our needs.
They did have an electrical engineer there the day that I met with the four or five of them. So I know that there's an electrical engineer involved in the project.
Okay, I guess I would maybe feel more comfortable, not that that possibly couldn't be part of this overall plan, but just to make sure that some thought is given to it. So in the event that, you know, if we can reconfigure it and build new facilities down there, are the existing utilities going to be able to handle that? Now, the assumption is that will be taken into account. But if the facility, to your point, is scrape the earth, okay, now what? Do we need another study to come back in and look at the utilities? Or could that be part of this overall?
Do you want Paul or I to email Dave and say, can you make sure that you're going to cover this base when we're doing this?
I'm just one voice. I think that would be good to do, but I'm,
I agree.
I agree.
I'm open. Yeah.
So, yes.
Okay.
I
mean,
in my opinion, that dollar amount should be in the takeaway from the study, because mm-hmm. you're going to need the utilities.
But I want it in writing.
Okay.
Just make sure it isn't forgotten. Sure. We'll take care of that. We'll meet with Mr. And I just want to assure all of you that When I walked him through the police station, I said, "Here's your problem," and I said, "You have to address this one way or the other. Whatever road we go down, you've got to deal with this utility issue. Mm-hmm. We're either going to build around it, or you got to relocate." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I want to make sure you're all," and they did.
Good.
But we'll make sure.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll reconfirm with them.
Okay. We'll come back to the board with another revised proposal. Is there anything on the initial items of the priorities, do you want things removed or added?
Well, I have a question, and I don't know what I want done yet. Okay. it's honest. When I'm looking at the two mechanical vehicle bays with lifts, I'm not sure, and this is more of a question to you, do you have the same philosophy as Chief Honeycutt had, that this would be beneficial for your area, for maintenance, for the township as a whole? And I guess the question I have is, should we look at this with that included and with that not included, two separate costs?
Sure, we can do that. So to answer the first part of your mm-hmm. question, yes, my philosophy is the same as Chief Honeycutt's.
Okay.
Okay, we've invested some time. We did some trade-off for free schooling mm-hmm. for those guys, but, mm-hmm. you know, Lieutenant Downey is done. He's graduated, and Firefighter Pyatt, I think, graduates this fall. Okay. He'll be done. So they're certified diesel mechanics. What's held us back so far is can't get the trucks off the ground. Mm-hmm. So they're a little bit limited. I can tell you this, that Craig and Brock, we had a problem with the pump on the ladder truck earlier this year. And I'm going to give you a rough number because I wasn't fingers deep in it. But I can comfortably tell you that between Craig and Brock, if we just shipped that truck out, it would cost us another $20,000 okay. is what they saved us. Okay, if you go back historically and look at our fleet maintenance costs, that number has gone down because of Brock and Craig mm-hmm. and because we're aggressive. They've included a proposal to Chief Honeycutt and myself and now me of what they'd be willing to do, and that is work on the big trucks in the township. As I explained to Renee one day in a conversation, even if I'm paying those guys at their overtime rate, which is what we'd have to do, we're still paying a third mm-hmm. of what you're paying at a diesel shop mm-hmm. here in Columbus. They're going anywhere between $160 and $190 an hour. Yep. So we're getting a deal. I think it makes sense.
Okay. And I'm not opposed to it. What I'm wondering is if we have to make cuts somewhere, if maybe that's something that, you know, we might have to look at.
Well, maybe the other question would be is maybe don't build two. Maybe we build one.
Or maybe you phase this project.
Or phase it.
Yeah. So I don't have an answer. I just was curious about that particular item. And first off, whether you agreed with it, and yes, you do.
I do.
So, yeah, one versus two, build it and put the equipment in later. You know, see where it goes, I guess, is the question.
Yeah. So I think I heard, I understand it's, so this just wouldn't be for fire. I mean, this would be, I mean, fire, you have, what, 5, 6, 7 vehicles. I mean, police have 20-some. Maintenance has a bunch.
Yep.
So I would like to be thinking township-wide.
That's my concept.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. And same with the lifts. I mean, man, it'd take a heck of a lift to lift up that engine. Are you talking also maybe a pit style? Or, I mean, I don't want to get too technical. I'm sure someone will figure that out. But
Craig has told me, Lieutenant Downey has told me the name of them, and I can't remember what they are.
Yeah.
But they're, I think they were post them out on the ground. I think there's 4 legs that swing under the trucks. They make them big.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't want to get into the weeds on it. It just yep. seems like that would be a big
So, big you know, if Craig and Brock have both told me. They're not going to be able to compete with running a police cruiser down the Tuffy for $19.99 oil change.
Right.
We're not going to win that battle. But as far as some of the other repairs that we do,
yeah.
that we spend money on, we could be doing a lot of those.
Yeah.
And these guys, they're bought into it.
Well, and I think that's what we have to look at is what are we going to be doing? What, you know, what does make sense? What doesn't make sense? And you guys
sure.
have to figure that out from a policy standpoint and, you know, then run it by us, I'm sure. But,
yeah.
Okay. No, I like that approach. You know, maybe phased in, something like that. Okay.
So we'll bring you back an updated proposal from Dave.
So that's where I want to chime in. I've mm-hmm. been in discussions with Joe and Paul this week. Just based on, I don't know what this type of study should cost. So I didn't know if we should bid it out. But Paul kind of gave me a little insight today after discussions with all of us back and forth this week.
Well,
My recommendation is, well, let me tell you the process. If you do decide to ask for other types of proposals, what you would be doing then essentially is starting over where we were 3 years ago and going out for an RFP for architectural services. You wouldn't be asking for the bottom line dollar amount. You would actually have people turn in their materials on their company name, what they've done in the past, and then the township would do a ranking based upon their submitted materials, and then from that point you pick the best one in your opinion, and then you would negotiate a cost of the services. So it's kind of a multi-stepped process if you wanted to go that direction. And what I mentioned to Renee today is, I don't know for that price if you're going to go ahead, if you're going to make out any better than where you are, because the architect that we have has the basis of our buildings. He has the past facility assessments to draw upon, and other firms would have to start from scratch and bring in their own engineers, and then I assume that the project cost would be much higher for someone else.
My understanding is that we have the facilities assessment that was done by Horn and King,
yeah.
So they have all that background. I think from my perspective, the other thing is we also have a track record with them as to the work that they've done on the police station, and they're on target, on or under budget, so I think we have a good rapport and a good report as far as what's happened. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm generally comfortable with Dave and this proposal. I mean, I think we do need to always be looking at options. And, I mean, this is under the required, as far as the bid.
Under threshold.
But, I mean, I think Dave has done a good job for us. I don't have a big issue with going forward with this.
I just wanted to do my homework, and Paul brought that to light today, and that kind of changed my view of this, so yeah.
It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to save very much in the big scheme of thing for the amount that it's going to take to advertise and put forward a whole
and that's fine.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so to your point, I think revised.
So I'll work with Paul, or we'll work together. We'll send Dave, hey, can we make sure that we address this in the proposal, which is what are we doing with the utilities one way or the other? Would you also like me, or Paul, to add in there to see if we can add Bob onto our current big generator? As you want that as an option? I mean, if we're going to be in there doing electrical work, it'd be easy if we're going to have the electrician on site to get him to do everything while he's there.
Joe, I think we have an opportunity to do either something real small, or let's think outside the box, the normal box, and say, okay, here's plan A. You know, this is very reasonable. It's very basic. Plan B is, let's just really sit down and think, what can we do with that space down there, and who could benefit from it? So if that's part of plan B, then that's fine. If there's other things in talking with Bob, that's fine. Plan A is going to be primarily fire, then that's fine too. But I think it would be nice to be able to have some options that we could at least say, well, maybe we're not ready to do this, or this isn't as big of a need, but we definitely want this done in the next X years.
Sure.
Have you spoke to Bob at all? About?
Nope.
Okay. So that's another thing I would like to happen before this is put in stone, because Bob may have ideas or needs or whatever. I'm in favor of fixing it right while we're fixing it, rather than putting a Band-Aid on it now and having to patch it later.
Okay. I'll take care of that.
Okay.
I was talking to him today about concrete work, so
yes.
I'll take care of that.
Thank you.
So no action this evening.
No action. We'll be back in September, though.
That's fine.
All right.
Yeah.
Whoops, we'll be. Okay. Anything else from our new chief?
Nothing else at this time.
All right. Anything else for the good of the order before we? All right. Let me make the announcements then. August 10th is a Zoning Commission meeting, August 25th, Board of Zoning, and our next trustee meeting will be September 3rd, 2020, 6:30 p.m. At this point, I will move to adjourn to executive session at 7:34 p.m. to consider the dismissal, discipline, demotion, or compensation of a public employee. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion?
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt.
Yes.
Ms. Bond.
Yes.
Ms. Goodman.
Yes. We are now in executive session at 7:34 p.m. Thank you. All right. I move to return from executive session to the regular trustee meeting at 7:47 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. We are now back in regular session. There is one item to come before the board. I move to extend the probationary period for firefighter EMT Nick Lighthizer an additional 5 months to July 24th, 2021. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Discussion? Roll call.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. Motion carries. At this time, I will move to adjourn this meeting at 7:48 p.m. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you.
Roll call. Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Ms. Vaughn?
Yes.
Ms. Goodman?
Yes. We are now adjourned at 7:48 p.m. Thank you.